Just simply connecting to how you are in this moment. Aware with whatever is already happening in this moment. This is fundamentally such a simple kind of awareness. Not much to do. No need to make choices about how to practice with objects in terms of choosing experience. It's just opening to this, whatever is already here. And perhaps relaxation, that invitation for relaxation might be supportive. Relax and receive. Just this experience. Awareness meeting what is already happening. Meeting what is already true in your experience. True, not in the meaning of right or wrong or true or false, but true as in actually here, actually happening. An opening to inclining towards or inviting a possibility of allowing, not resisting, holding on to, pushing or pulling what around what is here, but really just a clear acknowledgement that what is happening. That's really the nature of the allowing mind. It is clearly recognizing this is what's happening right now. We do spend time sometimes resisting what is already here, wishing it were otherwise, trying to make it otherwise in this moment. And that is kind of extra energy. It can tire us out, that resistance. And so this is an opening to acknowledgement of what is here already. Allowing that, respecting that it is already happening. In our meditation, we cultivate that capacity to really open to the truth of this moment's experience, how it already is, how it actually is, what has already come to be. We cultivate that, strengthen that capacity. And the strengthening of that capacity also isn't about simply being passive. When we open to what is already actually here without being tied up in contraction around that, it creates the conditions for wisdom and compassion to point to a skillful response. A way to step into the next moment with clarity, with compassion, with wisdom. And so we are cultivating wholesome qualities. We are cultivating this heart that can meet what is. And the heart that can meet what is also has wisdom and compassion, which are not passive qualities of mind. Wisdom wants to understand suffering. Compassion wants to act to alleviate suffering. And all of this is cultivated not by thinking about it or trying to figure things out, pushing and pulling on levers of doing. But by opening to exploring the possibility of the heart opening to allowing what is has already come to be. This can take some trust. To begin to have confidence in that simple awareness. And yet we do get tastes of the value of the power of it. And so practicing with just simplicity, relax, recognize awareness, receive what is already happening. And inviting, inclining towards opening to the possibility of not holding on or pushing away what has already come to be, what is already happening.